Jason Swigart back here at the Child Center wrapping things up. The party has moved out into the North Portland neighborhoods after an 86-76 victory over Loyola Marymount. Thanks again to Coach Shante Leggins and Tyler Robertson for stopping by. And boy, if you missed it, let's recap it because there is plenty to recap tonight. We talked about how primed this team was at some point to have an incredible shooting night. Well, it was tonight, and it started from the opening tip, beginning with Moses Wood. Meadows now goes cross-court to Robertson. Now Moses with it, 10 to shoot between the circles. It's Chris Austin down on the corner to Meadows. Somebody's got to take one. Robertson draws three defenders. Austin into the corner. Wood to beat the shot clock for three. Buried it! That would be the only chance LMU had to lead. Portland up 3-2, and it was on Tyler Robertson, started the barrage. Moses with it in the right corner. Back up top to Tyler. Swing it to Sholin. Now Meadows on the left wing. Gets a screen from Manduka. Back to Tyler, wide open three. Three for three for three from Tyler Robertson here in the early going. Loyola Marymount needs a timeout. 16-7 Pilots. T-Rob was just getting started. Backing in. Double team comes through traffic. Up with a left hand. No good. Sholin up high for the rebound. Outlet Meadows into the left front court. Skips a pass. T-Rob three in transition. Oh, he's on fire. The quiver is full for T-Rob tonight. 22-9 the Pilot lead. They kept going. Christian Sholin off his career night was still hot. T-Rob up top. Finds Sholin, pump fake. They close out on him quickly, having watched that film. Now he gets free, step back three, buries it. He's still hot. They were up 15. Moses Wood said, get me the ball. 29-14, Pilots. Can they keep up the offensive efficiency? T-Rob now to Meadows. They cross, throw back to T-Rob. Sholin posting up in the paint. Skips a pass to Wood, fires a three, knocks it down. Great pass from Sholin on the assist. 32-14 at that point. Portland would go up 34-14, their largest lead at 20 points. From there, LMU started to chip away, but all the defensive pressure was out on the perimeter, and that allowed room for Christian Sholin in the paint. Now Austin, good ball movement. Wood whips it left to Meadows, and now D-Rob. He's got Quintana. They back out. Go Cowboy, and he'll go down in the paint. Shovels it to Cutting. Sholin for the two-handed slam! 40-23 at that point, and T-Rob was starting to do his damage in the paint as well. Four on the shot clock. They won't reset it, so four on the shot clock for Portland. Moses Wood to inbound. Portland needs a hoop right here. Chica dives. Can't get it to him. T-Rob now gets around. Leo Pepe lays it up and in. Count the bucket and the foul. He'd convert the free throw, 43-31 at that point. Chica and Duca, who've been doing so much work at the defensive end, finally found an opening on the offensive end. Tyler Robertson there for the rebound. Outlet Austin. Chris has been quiet here, has not scored in the first half. Hands it back to T-Rob. Turns to the baseline, backing in on Shelton again. Leo Pepe's playing a one-man zone. They find Chica at the right elbow. His jumper had no spin whatsoever and found the bottom of the net. 47-37, Lions would get the last bucket of the half and trimmed it back to 8 points. But in the second half, Portland picking up right where they left off. That meant Tyler Robertson. So Tyler Robertson, as we saw at San Francisco, will handle the bulk of the point guard duties with Meadows out. Austin flashing to the right wing. Finds Chica flaring to the right corner, driving on Leo Pepe. Skip pass was deflected. It gets to T-Rob on the left wing for three, and he's still on fire. 50-42, and with Mike Meadows out in the second half, Portland looking for offense from other places. Chris Austin getting involved. T-Rob has it on the right wing. Chica sets a ball screen, slips it. T-Rob driving on Merk Vlade. Goes to the left side of the floor, backing in, 10 to shoot. Right hand, nope, out to Austin, wide open three. That looks good and is. Portland back up double figures, 55-44. And Christian Sholin with Meadows out, man, he was going to get the bulk of the minutes. Tyler Robertson cuts through and takes the handoff. Finds Moses Wood on the right wing beyond the arc. Jab step, driving on Eli Scott. Sholin pops out on the left wing, hands off to Robertson. 10 to shoot. Chris Austin curling. Back to Christian. Rises up over Quintana. Buries another three. 60-49 at that point, but Christian picked up his fourth foul. And so Coach Leggins needed some help off the bench. It came in the form of Matias Svetozadovic. And the lefty puts it up short. Merk Veladze tapped it forward, but it went right into Chikunduka's hands. Long outlet to Chris Austin. Gets by Merk Veladze, backing him down, draws three defenders. Hook pass right corner, Mattia up for three, buries it! There was a flop warning issued as well, a four-point trip for the Pilots that turned a six-point lead into a 10-point lead at 75-65. From there, Portland had enough cushion, and the highlight of the night came in a rather inauspicious sort of way for Tyler Robertson. Final timeout coming up at the next whistle. Merk Veladze backing in on Austin. Spins to the baseline through traffic short. Tyler Robertson got hammered by Lea Pepe on the rebound. For Lea Pepe, that's his fourth. And Tyler Robertson will have free throws when we return. That was the triple-double rebound at that point. He'd get one more. 31-11-11. LMU, though, kept it within distance, 7-8 points. And finally, Portland able to take advantage of getting some turnovers late to close the deal. Clock is their friend at 3:10. 18 on the shot clock. Tyler turns the corner. Back to Wood for three. Oh, just short. It was right on track. They dribbled it off his foot. Austin has it and lays it up and in. 82-66 at that point, and it was just a matter of running out the clock and hitting a few free throws. 86-76, your final score. Quite a night here at the Child Center.